And welcome to the Tales of Longbox podcast. This is episode 355, spotlight on DC Comics Justice League No Justice, number one, circa 2018. And I am Mead Boy, also known as Chris Mosby. Sorry.
I'm just Caleb Gerard. I have no secret identity. I'm like Kitty Pride or
Jean Grey.
Jean Grey, that's exactly right.
That's
yes.
It.
Lois Lane. Then.
Lois Lane, yes. Yes. Margot
Kidder. All right.
Did you hear about Margot Kidder? She passed away this week.
She did. It's true. That's
a sad
it's
thing.
True, she did.
Very sad, very sad.
So I'm gonna switch topics completely. So last week in the unpublished episode, you asked me about Alpha Flight.
Yes.
You said, "Hey, is this the same Alpha Flight that was up in Canada?" And I was like, no. Totally different one, has a couple of members, yes, but it's basically not Alpha Flight. Well, in the latest issue of the Champions, they did in fact reintroduce the Canadian Alpha Flight with but they added Carol Danvers to it, but it's got not Shaman, but Talisman.
Oh, and his daughter or something, right?
Yes. And Sasquatch and Puck and a couple of the mainstays. So
I appreciate that. I always I never did get into that, and I don't know why. I like
which Alpha Flight or Champions?
Alpha Flight. I started reading Champions, but I got sidetracked. I get sidetracked easy these days.
Shiny object.
Yes.
Squirrel.
It's shiny new game is more like it, but
squirrel.
Squirrel. Yep. That's it. Okay. Cool.
Remember. All right. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So let's dive into this.
X-Men Alpha Flight crossover that they did was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Remember that? Who wrote that?
Oh yeah.
But I know it was.
Was it Claire? Claremont.
Yeah, I remember the art more than I remember who the writer was. Paul Smith. Always liked that.
Paul Smith.
Oof. All righty. Well, you started the one that was unpublished, so which I'm going to have to re-record. We were just talking about that. It's Goofy Chris.
It was the best recording on the face. Oh my God, Chris!
It was
how did
a good.
You fucked that up so badly. Oh
it was
God.
A good one, and I did fuck it up. Oh well, here we go. Explicit tag, 5 seconds. Okay, and I'm gonna say now. I wish Francis Manapal did the art in this, not just the covers.
Yeah, as the series progresses, I just read number 3, and
the art is
UGLY.
Not that
it
I can
ain't
do.
Got no eye to buy. It's ugly.
Not
it's
that
ugly.
I could do any better, but okay, here we go. So we got on the cover. We got Gasp. We have Star of the Conqueror. We have Martian Manhunter, which they've kind of reestablished him in the DC Universe in this series.
Yes.
Got some Starfire, and we have some Sinestro, which is back in his. Which I don't remember how all that ended. And I was even reading Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern Corps, which was canceled recently. But Sinestro's back, and he's in his Sinestro Corps self, which seems like to me he became. He got killed and brought back, and I don't know how they left that. His daughter was running the Corps, and they were buddies with the Green Lantern Corps, and then they weren't. I got confused. Anyway, he's on the cover of this one. And all four of these are four. It's a weekly series. All new. And, anyway, let's get into it. And they've got funky costumes.
It's basically they're rebooting the Justice League is what they're doing, and they're using this little mini-series to bridge between Metal and the Justice League reforming. So
yes, and Scott Snyder's doing it. He did good for Batman, in my opinion. Made him relevant again. And Tom King is really taking off of it.
With the wedding? Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to read those. I'm like 6 or 7 issues behind, I think.
It's kind of funny. Yeah, you should mention that. I was thinking about, you know, I was always a big X-Men fan, you know, growing up. And yeah. Not really Batman. Batman never really grabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
So in the next couple months, they're going to have the wedding of Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. I guess it's Selina Kyle and Bruce Wayne. And then of course, Batman, Catwoman, same difference. But then over at Marvel, they're doing the wedding of Kitty Pryde and Colossus.
Right.
And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about I should care about that as a longtime X-Men fan. But I actually don't give a shit about that.
Well,
I
actually, go ahead. No.
And I actually do care about this. What they're doing with Batman.
Well,
and I think it's because of Tom King. I think Tom King is like, he makes it interesting. He makes it worth wanting to. What the hell's gonna, you know, think what's gonna happen next? What's and
yeah.
Whoever's writing X-Men, I think it's Gold.
Yeah.
It's just not grabbing me.
Well, I've been enjoying that run, and I'm still reading it. I'm just as behind on, if not more on it than I am Batman. But yeah, I think that's kind of cool. That's something that should have happened a long time ago. And I've got the wedding special and all that crap. I just haven't read it.
Don't.
Oh, I've already bought it. I'm going to read it.
Ugh, it's horrible.
Okay, that's fine.
And it has nothing to do, it's not a wedding special. There's no wedding.
There's no wedding? Is there fisticuffs?
No, there's fisticuffs.
All right, then.
What's cuffs the are fisted. The fists are cuffed.
Well, okay. That's what we want. You don't expect but a...
There's not a wedding.
The wedding expect happens, a wedding in a wedding special?
I know. What a fool.
Okay. Yeah,
anyhow.
There's champions. I see it. I'm looking at my recently... yeah, there it is. Challengers. New challengers. That was pretty good, too. Anyway.
All right.
Back to this. We have... There's a wacky ad for covers for the... Hanna-Barbera crossovers yet again. Aquaman, Jabberjaw, Black Knight, Lightning, Hong Kong Fui. Actually, that one, that sounds fun. Then you got the Flash and Speed Buggy. Always love Speed Buggy. That's a great, you know. And when they say the Flash, it's Wally West. And I know Flash Wars going on. No spoilers. I need to catch up on that. But really, you get right down to it. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Back up. Aquaman.
You okay?
Yeah. No, I'm all over the place. I just read.
You are.
Just read who is doing. One of my readers going crazy too. Dan Abnett and Paul Pettley is doing the Aquaman Jabberjaw thing with a backup of Captain Caveman.
Yep. With Scott Collins on the art on that one.
Yes, and you got
Jeff Parker.
Paul Tomasi and, whoa,
Peter
reader.
Peter
Tomasi, excuse me. My reader's going crazy. I'm going to have to close it. Open it back
up. All right, so anyhow. So, yeah, there's a Super Sons and Dynamite one-shot by Peter Tomasi and Fernando Pazarin, which looks – I was always a big fan of Blue Falcon and Dynamite. So
yeah, me too.
But that's the superhero thing.
Okay. All right, then. Now, back to this. The cover is bigger, and you got some ominous dude in the background. And now, if you remember from our Avengers episode, we discussed Avengers number one episode, we discussed how similar the reboot of Avengers is to the reboot of the Justice League. Big cosmic dudes, we'll get to that. Anyway, so now we are in space. And we have a narrator that says, since time immemorial, the Green Lantern Corps has been tasked with keeping peace across 3,600 sectors of space. Carried by nothing but light and will, they have faced every threat imaginable in brightest day and blackest night. But they have never faced anything like this. So you see a whole bunch of them, some of your favorites, Hal and John Stewart and, you know, yada yada. Hal says, huh, looks like the Guardians just call every ring slinger in the universe. And looking at it now, we'll need a few thousand more just to begin to seal the breach. And we need to seal it past fast, Hal. See, Dark Metal must have been so drawn out, I must have missed where they broke the source wall. Because that's what everybody's talking about in these books. They broke the source wall. You guys broke the source wall. I must have missed it.
Because it was boring.
Just didn't make sense to me. Anyway, so they're talking about that. And if anybody knows don't know what the source wall is, if you've ever seen those picture of this the big wall with all the faces on it, it was very prominent in the X-Men New Teen Titans crossover. It's where Darkseid ended up. Was up against the source wall, and that's supposed to be the source wall is like the barrier to our universe. And they keep going on about how we, as in the Justice League, broke it wide open, and there's a big hole and stuff's leaking out. And they were talking about in other books how that is bad because now we're, you know, all the other universes are going to leak in and bad things and stuff and dogs and cats sleeping together.
Well, and if you need more information that actually gives you lots and lots of detail, I'm sure there's a full-blown wiki out there about this stuff. It's one of Jack Kirby's Fourth World things.
Yeah, they used it off and on before. It seems like... Didn't the Green Lantern? It seems like when the rebirth Green Lantern Corps went over through there by accident. I think Kyle Rayner was over there one time on the other side. I don't know. Anyway, so big hole, lots of angry faces, and then we go to the Suicide Squad, and they're fighting somebody. We're under attack. I need confirmation. It's him, ma'am. Anyway. You got the Titans are fighting. See what do I? I am really
And the team.
Yes, the Titan. I don't know what's wrong with me, but my brain's going all over the place. Anyway.
Want me to read it?
Yeah, would you? Well, I just
I don't know. I don't know okay, what's going so the Go Suicide ahead. Squad. They are fighting something. They're being attacked by something. Multiple somethings. We see Katana and Deadshot and Boomerang and Croc Enchantress and Harley. Now, there's a little out of continuity because at least in the regular Suicide Squad book, the Enchantress is deceased. So I don't know where this fits in. And then we switch over. We got the Titans with there's Nightwing and Donna Troy and Roy Harper and Wally West, The Flash, and Omen, or Lilith, and they're fighting something, and we got somebody in a crisis control area talking about all this as these little fights are going on, and there are other sightings. It's full-scale assault, ma'am. We can't be everywhere, and we find out which ship has the real him. We have eyes on him. He's not hiding. We've triangulated, but I have to ask, ma'am, you're sure you want to do this? I'm being forced, says a voice off screen. Jefferson, don't you forget it. They brought all of this on themselves. And another subordinates, of course, ma'am. So initiate. And then it turns out, shockingly, it's Amanda Waller who is telling all these government wonks what to do as the superheroes are fighting things that we don't see. Yeah, things with tentacles.
Yes.
And then we have a double page. Nope. And then we have double page spread, and we see that we are officially at war. And Brainiac, I don't know which version of Brainiac this is. I don't remember him from any. He's been around. He was the one in that mediocre book that brought back the new universe. That rebooted DC after New 52. I can't remember what that was called.
Contagion.
Not Contagion, but it did begin with a C.
Convergence. No,
Convergence. That's it. Yeah, I knew it was this. Hey, you had the right first letter.
Yeah.
Better than I did. I couldn't even remember get that far. But the Justice League is fighting Brainiac, and they're getting it handed to them. We see Flash, Aquaman, Cyborg, Batman and Wonder Woman fighting, but Brainiac. Yeah, I can't do the voice from.
I can't either.
But Brainiac sees you for what you are, and hear me when I say that you are not prepared for what you've unleashed. So he's referencing the hole in the source wall, which the Earth heroes are to blame for, which, again, anybody who cares, go read the wiki on it, because it really doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
And in flies the Superman, and he biffs Brainiac right in the jaw. I won't let you take this world, Brainiac. He yells at Brainiac. Mm-hmm. And he's all, do you realize how many would-be invaders have tried to take Metropolis? How many protocols we have for evacuations at the slightest hint of danger? These buildings surrounded us, they're empty. You realize what that means, right? I don't have to hold back. So property damage, okay. At least there's no death. Remember, that was the big thing about that Superman movie when he was fighting Zod and everyone was bitching, all those dead bodies. Well,
yeah, but it's like I said again, that tied into the next movie. Plus the fact
but
he didn't know any better. So,
in one word balloon,
yes,
Snyder has taken care of that. So property damage, okay. But there will be no deaths. And Batman's all, Flash, fast, free the rest of the team. Fast is the only gear I've got. And Wonder Woman was like, Barry, really? Look up, Brainiac. My friends are already slipping out of your grasp, and you really thought you had a chance. You delude yourself, Kal-El, says Brainiac as he grabs Superman's fist, and he dives into Superman's brain, feeding him lots of information. Yeah, but allow me to illuminate. And we see flashes of those other fights that were going on with the Titans and Suicide Squad and the Teen Titans. And your adopted world has many champions. I cannot deny the potential of their power, but you wasted on comportable formations.
Okay.
Wasted in comfortable.
Yes.
Comfortable formations. I can't believe I misread that. But there's all these Brainiac.
And if you look,
bodies.
If you look at those shots, you see snippets of Brainiac through the years. My favorite one is the one with the Teen Titans. And if you look at that picture of him standing there, that looks like the Brainiac from the cartoon.
It does. It does very much.
The Superman animated cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, and it's even got the three dots in the forehead. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Those are different versions throughout the years. Not necessarily the most famous ones, but definitely different versions. Yeah, very good. Good.
I didn't catch it before, but I just now caught it.
So basically all these Brainiac clonages around the world have taken out the other super teams. Mm-hmm. We're back to Brainiac talking to Superman face to face, but I did not come here for your adopted world, Kal-El. I came for your heroes, for your league, not as it is, but as it can be. And Batman comes running up with the rest of the Justice League. We strike him together. Take him down. And Superman says, we will fight you. And Brainiac says, you will fail. And they do, because Brainiac's ship lands right on top of the Justice League. Boom.
Yes.
Boom, it says.
Boom shakalaka.
And now we are in a room. A green bear is waking up. And we know who that is. And he's all, buh-buh. And then we see Harley's face. Fuzzy, wuzzy, wuzza. And then we see four characters wake up. Brainiac will kill us all. Bear will eat us all, says Harley. And it is Gar Logan. As a bear, and we see Starfire in the background, and Zatanna, and Harley Quinn with her mallet, which has got now a glowing spot on it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they all have glowing spots on them. They're all wearing purple stuff, and Gar is going to attack Harley Quinn as a bear, and Zatanna steps between them. Okay, hold on there, Beast Boy, right? And you're Harley Quinn. Nobody's killing or eating anybody. Harley says, speak for yourself, lady. I've been needing a fancy new carpet. And little exposition-y, but reintroducing these characters using another character to introduce them.
Yes.
Using Zatanna to say, Beast Boy, Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I can take
next
over.
Page.
If you want.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Go,
so they're
go,
staying
go.
In there, and Beast Boy changes back to his Beast Boy character, basically. And it's like he said, it's exposition because he... What gave me away, Zatanna? The dashing good looks, the luxurious fur, and Starfire says, Gar, settle. Sorry, Starfire. See, they bolded it. So you
bold
case
it. It's all bold.
Yeah. This is what you got to do that. Bold it and highlight it when you send emails to people to make sure they understand. So anyway,
I'm surprised it doesn't have a highlight on it, like a yellow,
yeah,
yellow
you
highlight.
Sorry, Starfire. Humor is a bit of defense mechanism for me, which she would know because they're teammates. Anyway, specifically when we just got abducted by one of the biggest bad guys in the universe. Like, okay, yeah, very exposition.
It all happened off panel, so they had to exposition that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not that it wasn't completely obvious,
yes.
But they expositioned it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
What isn't obvious is why they're grouped together, but we're getting there. Zatanna says it's fine. I'm just getting my bearings. What?
We don't ever get there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I must be thinking of issue 3.
You must be thinking of an issue that was never published. But
okay. I don't think we're on Earth anymore. Zatanna says, "Big metal walls and bright flashy lights. This has little green men written all over it. No offense, kid." Harley says, "Where's the rest?" Were the rest of you wearing those outfits when you lost consciousness? Huh, that is some next level creepy. Yeah, I would be creeped out too if I woke up in a completely different outfit.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with the little fuzzball here. I do my own wardrobe. So basically, they're going, they're trying to figure out what's going on. And they see a thing that looks like it's going to be the thing that opens the door. And Harley goes over there and messes with it. She gets shocked, but she does open it. Nice little panel.
Open
there.
Sesame.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Gar is not digging it. Says, "Yeah, I'm ready for this team up to end." Zatanna says, "I don't even like teams. Come on, I hear voices ahead, and hopefully, and that's Starfire. They're doing better than us." Voices, and so yeah, you see Dr. Fate's helmet with eyes poking out, looking at Robin and. Robin's being a pain in the ass like he usually is because that's what he does, because he's Batman's son.
That's an awesome panel, though, with the reflection in his helmet.
Yes, it is. It's really good. I follow Francis Manipal on Instagram, and he's been posting pencils of this stuff off and on, and it's good stuff. So anyway... Robin's like, go on, do it. Say, calm down one more time, because I'll tell you your fate. And there's air quotes there, implied, Doc. It was you casting your hoodoo in cold, dead space. So button it. Help me find Brainiac now. Of course, you know, Robin thinks, I'm just going to take out Brainiac myself. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And Martian Manhunter, ever the peacemaker, says, Robin, please, you're in... Stop antagonizing Dr. Fate. He is one of the most powerful sorcerers in the multiverse. We will find Brainiac, but first we must concern ourselves why we have been taken and who else is here.
He says multiverse. Do you notice that?
Yes, I know. And you see the new and improved Adam from the television show, basically, because he got the full Adam thing in Justice League.
I don't remember him getting the armor like that. That.
Yeah, they kind of. Anyway, wow, the shrieking. It was kind of in that Justice League book that they did that he was a team of with Batman, and they kind of. I don't know. Anyway, because it's a long story. Wow, the shrieking. So while the shrinking, basically they've merged the Adam from the TV show into the Dr. Choi one here,
Ryan Choi, yes.
Yes, Ryan. I couldn't think of the first name. The shrinking technology is incredible. You could fit a whole city in one of these. No kidding. That's kind of the point, dude. Anyway, so everybody's got these real funky, flashy outfits, and in some cases, it's an improvement.
Well, don't. You're leaving out all the floating glass jars in the room.
Yes, yes. Well, anybody that knows Brainiac, and I was going to get to that. That's what they're kind of.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anybody that knows Brainiac history, Brainiac used to go around and steal cities, and he stole Kandor City, was it? No, not
yep.
Kandor. Yeah, it was. It was Kandor.
Yeah, Kandor. Yeah, it's Kandor.
I'm getting Kandor and Argo City mixed up. Anyway, he stole a city off of Krypton in the past, and he's done it, you know, several times. And it looks like they're mixing all these different Brainiacs from history again together, like we mentioned in the pictures.
My biggest.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you what my problem is with this panel? I will tell you about my problem. I'm going to tell you, even though you didn't ask.
No, I want to know. Let's hear it.
So Ryan Choi is talking about you could fit whole cities in one of these. A shrinking technology.
Mm-hmm.
They're all empty.
Yeah, they are.
How does he know? How does he know this has anything to do with shrinking technology?
That's a good point.
These are empty jars.
But don't some in one of these issues? Some of them aren't.
Yeah, there's it's another room. It's a different room and they're okay. Not. But how does he have any freaking idea what these jars are for?
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's holes in this issue.
Dr. Fate, which, you know, I don't know. I thought this whole it seems like a good idea, but the more you read it, the more confusing it gets.
Yes.
Well said, Martian Manhunter, Dr. Fate says, which I think this is him back for the first time in a while since Paul Levis's series, right? Which was anyway, he's talking. Well, I mean, it could have been better. Well said, Martian Manhunter. See, even more are arriving now. If we wait for answers to present themselves, we can act from a position of strength. This is the difference between DC and Marvel. Marvel would have broken something by now. Marvel characters would have beat something up by now. Don't you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yes. It was Kurt Busiek said that first, I think. But go ahead.
Yeah, they would have been like, oh, we're captured? We're not going to stand around talking about it. We're going home.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Robin being Robin, he's talking back. Do you think my father is just sitting around waiting for answers? Wherever he is? No, he's fighting the enemy that just kidnapped his son and teammates. It's like, Robin, no wonder Brainiac kicked you all down so easily. You're pushovers and wouldn't even recruit you to join the Teen Titans. I get tired of it. They fixed that character, and they keep making him act like that, and I get tired of it. If you want to wait, wait. But I'm going to find the Justice League and help them take out the alien menace once and for, and he just bumps face first right into the Brainiac's chest. And his dad's behind him. He says, calm down, Robin. Which he, you know, said, say calm down one more time. Anyway. They all got funky outfits, too. And
say what? One more time, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Brainiac standing there, you are among allies. In an electronic voice, I assure you. And Starfire's like, ally, Superman, what are you talking about? I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. How can you be certain he means no harm? So on and so forth. And Wonder Woman says you can use a lasso. He's telling the truth. God's help us, and they're in a screaming skull ship. You see the outside, and he's telling them, you know, it seems best illustrate your weaknesses to prove my course of action. Okay, that's why he attacked. Robin's like, Father, you can't believe him. This must be some kind of trick. Brainiac, you need to explain to them what you told us. Tell them what's coming. Very well, he says, in an electronic voice, by the way. So here comes the explanation. Let's see. I'm not going to go through the whole entire thing, but basically.
Oh, please do.
Okay, let's go through it.
No.
Okay. Basically, you got big, scary, godlike monsters, celestial-like, you might say, which the difference between this and the Avengers is Celestials have been around for a while. This is the first time these Omega Titans have ever shown up, as far as I know.
Entropy, wisdom, wonder, and mystery.
And I'm sure they had to use those because everything else was already covered by Marvel at this point. Yes. You know. So anyway,
and they had full ownership of the word Omega and the word Titans.
Yeah,
those are clearly DC words.
So apparently, to paraphrase it, they've come back to reabsorb everything, one world at a time, and yada, yada, yada. So he put them together in teams that felt would be better at balance to stuff and things. Teams matching the entropy, wisdom, wonder, and mystery. Boy, you know, the more I read this, the more dumb this sounds. It really does, doesn't it? I love the art and the action and everything, but just that whole thing is second reading. It's not holding up. Anyway.
Yeah, what the hell is Batman and Robin doing in the middle of all of this?
Well, Robin, we all know Batman's the smartest of the Justice League. He doesn't have to have superpowers to be viable. And he's got a funky suit with lights on it now. So it's okay.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. My bad.
So now this is the part that nobody cares for. Batman brings up, says the number, if the numbers are uneven, the key is balance. You must have more heroes for the teams. And it's off to the side. I don't know what I'd say. I'd say heroes, Batman. And you look, and Starro says, "Wahaha! Now this is a Justice League." I'm sorry, but that was funny. So you see a bunch of quote unquote bad guys, which I don't really. I don't know. I guess the demon Ectrogen. Well, he is a demon, so I guess he is bad. So you see, standing next to each other, you got Starro the Conqueror, Lobo, Lex Luthor in his suit, which hasn't quite turned back to its original look, but he's in a battle suit, and you got Sinestro, which we said it was on the cover, and Deathstroke, which, depending on who's writing him, is a good guy or a bad guy.
Now, when did they redo? And I'll ask this question again later, and I probably will keep asking the question, when did they redo Starro's personality?
No clue. I've never heard him talk like that, with an actual personality. It's always just like, because I'm thinking about, well, in the Avengers JLA thing that they did with Busiek and Perez, they switched villains, and Starro was the villain that Marvel was fighting, and he was just like, obey. That's pretty much it.
He shoots his little Starro spore, mm-hmm. and if they touch you, you're done.
Yeah, and you're part of the hive mind. I've never heard him talk ever. Because, that was the big thing in that Rebels series they did with Legion is the same thing. Is he was the bad guy for quite a while, and he just took everybody over. So I don't know what that's all about, but hey,
All right. Anyhow, move on. Sorry.
Because I'm pretty sure by the in Hal Jordan, Sinestro was like dead.
They brought him back recently.
Did they? I'm way behind on that book too. Anyway, so I don't know when Bill Rev decided to be underwater. Maybe it's because of what's going on. So we switch to Bell Rev, which I don't think they ever said that, but since, Amanda's at the bottom, we kind of know that's what it is. And they call her name. Somebody's talking to her. Director Waller, Brainiac has left the solar system. The missing heroes and villains, they appear to be with him. That doesn't matter for now. Is he an Apocalypsian satellite relay working? I hope those modifications to the Queen communication system are holding. Do we still have contact? And this is another dumb idea number two of hers. Really stupid. Anyway, yes, our computers are mapping his brain system as we speak. We should be ready to data mine at any moment. So here we go. I've spent years playing catch-up. Dark multiverse, alien gods, time travel. It's the time the United States government had a full understanding of the threats out there, or continue to screw it up even more. So, let's see. Let's do a little head count. Some of these characters, I have no idea who they are. But basically, they're saying Task Force 11, because Task Force 10, I believe, was Suicide Squad. So what they have done is they've got every single telepath that they could get their hands on. And they've strapped them in. And they're going to try to get in there into his brain and download all his crap. His brain. That's what's going to happen. I'm jumping ahead.
I think I know all but two of these. No, all but three.
Yeah, because there's... Okay, bottom left, you got Jim, Son of Saturn, which I don't think they've... It seems like I did see him somewhere. You got Scion from the Fearsome Five Teen Titans villains. Mm-hmm. I forgot who this guy was up front until I...
Max Lord.
Yeah, Max Lord until I thought about it a little bit. And then you got Dr. Destiny behind him and Hector Hammond behind him. And you got... I don't know Bolt. Who that chick is.
That's Bolt. Well, no, Bolt in the very, very back behind Hector Hammond.
Oh, Hector. Oh, okay. Bolt, when was he telepathic?
I don't know. But that's clearly Bolt because he's got the he's got the dark uniform and then he's got the lightning bolt.
Yeah, I see it. And then you got Cybrex from whatever project that was, Cadmus.
Well, and also... But behind him, you've got that Wonder Woman villain, Dr. Mind or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, so who's the chick up front?
I don't know, and I don't know who the albino is behind her.
Yeah, they show some more pictures of him here coming up. So anyway, Flaming Skull. Now, this is where they kind of reestablished Martian Manhunter's history. This is probably the only good part of this entire series is this. He's standing there looking out, Martian Manhunter is, and looking out, and he says, "Did you read his mind?" Martian Manhunter says, from the parts I could easily probe, Brainiac is telling the truth. Your mind, however, is shielded from me, Luthor," and Luthor walks up. Back behind him. It must be overwhelming coming back to so much chaos after a long time gone. When I left, you were still a wanted villain. Now I hear you've been playing a hero. So he's been gone for a while. And you've been playing the lone wolf, hunting for answers in the strangest corners of the universe. So we're saying here that he's just been off in space somewhere. It will take more than... Yep. Energy nodes to bind these teams together. You used to serve that role. Are you ready to take the mantle up again? And he says, I suppose we will have to see. See, that's what I love Martian Manhunter. And if that's what they're going to do with him, that's great. Because he became one of my favorite characters because of that. He continues, Martian Manhunter does. I've watched worlds die before. I fear he may not be enough to stem the tide of destruction. And even if we are, I fear that what we may become by the end of it. Well said, John. If you try to read my brain again, I will burn you alive. Oh, Luthor, you asshole.
Perfect. Let me finish. I'll
take over.
Polish this thing off.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
All right, so we see Starfire and Sinestro facing off. And she's all, I won't do it. I won't fight alongside a tyrant like Sinestro. And he says, sniveling child, I've been saving planets since you were in swaddling clothes. How dare you suggest you're too good to fight with. Tamaron never needed a ring bearer. I am not afraid of you, she says. And she's being held back by Superman and a surprisingly large cyborg. And she says, I'm not afraid of you. And he says, my ring says otherwise. See, now the writing's good.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then Raven says, there's no... There's so much distrust in this room. How can we hope to work together? And the demon says, here we go.
Oh, yes.
A child of hell must understand nothing's fickle like fate's hand. Starborn wars force us together. Thus petty grievances we must weather.
Now, see, that's how that character should be written.
And I like how they're transitioning from each previous conversation. So in the background of Sinestro, you see John Jones and Luther talking. And in the background of Raven and Demon talking, you see Batman and Robin. Mm-hmm. And so we switch over to them. And Batman says, I don't care what Brainiac says. You will stay close to me. Robin says, Father, you have to see this plan is a mistake. How could you ever consider following orders of any kind from Brainiac? Are we really going to work alongside monsters and villains? And Harley interrupts and says, who are you calling a monster, kid? The last time you and I worked together, you left me for dead, remember? Remember? Mm-hmm. Remember. Sorry. So I'd be careful about throwing batarangs of glass at glass houses, or even your daddy won't be able to save you.
Yeah.
And they've now made that his catchphrase.
Yes. Yes, thanks
to Grant Morrison.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, the two letters are his catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the hell. It looks like Zatanna and Wonder Woman are stepping between the groups. And you can tell, if you zoom in, you can see Wonder Woman's lasso hanging off her. And Zatanna's easy to spot because she has the top hat on.
Yep, yep.
And Wonder Woman says, lay down your arms, everyone. We all have had conflicts before, and Zatanna says, but this is bigger than any of us. Now, if the only way to save Kolu is for us to work together, we have to try. So that was back during Brainiac's exposition, is that Kolu was where the trees of whatever are planted and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's why Brainiac cares, because he wants to save his home world so he can conquer it. It's basically everyone either dies or everyone lives under his boot. And the Justice League is like, well, I guess it's better that they live in tyranny.
Yes.
We'll work on that next.
Exactly.
And then Starro says, I should force you idiots to kill each other with my psychic might and take the glory of victory for myself. He's thinking, who to control? And Lobo and Adam are talking because they're buds from that Justice League series. And Lobo says, if the main man hooked you into the guts of a bastard, could you make them all big and make them explode? He says to Adam, I mean, theoretically, but... And then Starro's taking control of Deathstroke, and Deathstroke's like, what the? The damn starfish is in my head. I can't control my... And Brainiac says, enough! And we see one of the Omega Titans standing over Kolu, and... We've arrived at Kolu, and then all the heroes.
I wish I had ominous music ready to queued up, but I don't. I apologize. So just imagine it.
So then we get a shot of the whole group looking down. My God, they're not gods, Kal-El. They are destroyers, says Brainiac. And yeah. Oh my God, this is exposition heavy, but I'll try it anyhow. So
We have a split screen
between.
Oh my Lord. And it's a great page, but my God, so many words.
So many words. Must resist. So we had a split screen. It's Brainiac is talking to all the heroes and villains of his reformed Justice League, and Amanda Waller is monologuing about what she's going to do with all the psychics over there. And she says, and Brainiac says, Kolu is home to the smartest race of sentient life in the universe, my race. Therefore, it is wisdom who has come to consume my world. The other energies are weak in this place. And if they are reignited, we may have a chance of saving my home world. This is why I have arranged you to your blah, 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 blah. So basically he's saying, you have to go get these trees to grow back. And Amanda Waller's back on Earth saying, we need to stop Brainiac. And the psychics that she has captured are straining, and they're all screaming in their sleep. And we see two more of the psychics who I don't recognize down there on the right.
I'm looking at
the guy with the pointy ears And then the guy with the jumpsuit, I don't know. Anyhow, so
Well, I
Brainiac
think
is.
now you, the guy with the bolt, I think that might be Brainwave Jr.
You're probably right.
Now
That would make more sense
the
because
guy over the,
Bolt could transport, but you're probably you're
yeah.
yeah.
Then you got, I don't know who that guy is with the bolts in his costume. Doesn't look familiar, but that other guy behind him is a villain. I just don't remember his name.
Yeah.
I
So
am
basically,
currently looking up who those people are, just to, for my own curiosity. But go ahead.
so Brainiac is giving them all the 411 and how they can save Kolu, and then by extension the universe, where back on Earth, Amanda Waller is basically trying to reboot Brainiac with with all the psychics that she has at her disposal. And as Brainiac is just about to give them the final piece of information that they could use to win the war,
Pardon me.
he collapses. Something's wrong. He falls into Kal-El's arms. Brainiac, what's wrong? Can't think, Kal-El. Error, error. Connection overload. And his head goes splurk. Yes, it does. It goes splurk.
Splurk.
All over Superman's face.
That's not a sound to drink to.
No. And then we have him collapse in the arms, and it's no justice. And Beast Boy says, guys, what are we going to do? We are so fragged. And you know why they're fragged? Because this is a hot mess of confusion.
Yeah, I have to admit, it is.
There's just they first of all, I think it's very admirable that they're trying to do this weekly thing. Cool. And normally I would say make it quick and painless, so four issues sounds about right. But given how much they're squeezing into this,
Yeah.
I would have said they could have done six, maybe even eight.
Yeah.
That's just me. I know, again, I'm normally not one for decompression. I'm normally one for get her done.
Right.
But they put a lot into this issue. A lot of unpacking needs to be done to get figure out what
Yeah.
the fark they're talking about.
Yeah, I agree. And the different, mystery, all that wisdom, that's kind of weird.
I get they're trying to create a brand new, they want something, a bigger threat that no one's ever seen, and they got to bring it over from this other universe. But I just think they're missing opportunities to use existing cosmic threats that haven't been seen in a while.
Yeah.
They have their own cosmic, and they're trying to compete with Marvel's cosmic. And they're not going to. Marvel has the corner on cosmic.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked this a lot more the first time. Maybe it's because I was just looking at all the pretty stuff and not actually reading anything.
Those are words in the middle of all those pretty
Oh
pictures.
my goodness.
Who the
Now I
fuck
want to
thought
know who the
this
hell all
was?
those psychics are. That's the only thing that's bugging me now.
Well, we got most of them. We don't know who, like, that woman is in the front and the cape, and we don't know
Yeah.
who the guy with the pointy ears is, and the guy with the bolts on his uniform. Somebody out there, I'm sure, has mapped it out. I have no
Yeah,
idea
I did a search, but I didn't find anything specific except for reviews saying, yeah, what the hell? A lot of people are saying the same thing we are. So, yeah. So we're 3 issues in, almost done. Now that I think about it, I'm not really even sure if I know what's going on. I was reading it ahead of other things, so I would stay unspoiled. But I'm not sure if you can spoil this at this point.
they'll win or they won't win. Earth lives or it doesn't live. I don't know. Just get back to getting Doomsday Clock done, and that would be fine.
Yeah, no kidding. to tell you the truth, the whole thing with Waller doing what she did is aggravates the crap out of me more than anything. But I can see her doing that. She's gotta be the one in control.
Well, she doesn't. I mean, in her defense, she didn't know what was going on. So I will give her that one. But it was still dumb.
Yeah, it was.
All right. My bad. I shouldn't have suggested this. Hopefully this tape gets destroyed too.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, there's plenty of good stuff in here. The interaction with Martian Manhunter is good. That right there was worth it to me, just to see him reintroduced into the universe. What else? There's other.
Agreed.
That was worth the price of admission, I guess. So yeah, you know, that's cool.
All right. Well,
oh,
there you go.
Well, and then what happens in issue 3, which we won't, you know, that'll be a spoiler. Somebody returning, you know, back to the fold and back to continuity, which was nice.
Who? Spoiler. Who?
Viril Dox.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's awesome. Yes. And the Martian Manhunter parts are actually worth it, I think. But the artist who took over on number 3, yeah.
Yes.
Not good. Not good. All right. All right. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Please do. My brain hurts.
Yeah, I understand. All right. As always, you can send us an email. If you know who all those psychics are, for the love of God, email us. We'll reel it on. We will read it on. We'll read it somewhere. On episode. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, as always, you can send us an email at tales from alarmbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on Facebook and maybe some other ways later. Still working on that. And you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there as well. And that is it for this week.
Booyah.
Booyah.